Last fall, Health Canada held stakeholder meetings in Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver to discuss the medical marijuana access regulations. The meetings set the stage for upcoming changes to the legislation, which stand to eliminate personal grow licenses. These licenses currently allow patients to grow marijuana for personal use. Lori McEachern was at these meetings and found herself to be the only patient in the room. As a result of this underrepresentation, she founded the Medical Cannabis Patients Association, a group that now has over 700 members. I caught up with Lori to discuss how the changes to the regulations will be making things worse, not better, for patients. She started by explaining the challenges in accessing medical cannabis in Canada today.
I guess the biggest hurdle for access to medicinal cannabis in Canada has to be the doctor as gatekeeper, in that Health Canada dropped that role on the doctors. I don't think they even consulted with them. They haven't been afforded the information that they need to educate themselves to be able to address the medicine properly with patients. There's a lot of fear that they are somehow liable if we are injured by cannabis, although over 5,000 years of use, I've yet to be able to find any evidence of one death, as opposed to a lot of the pharmaceutical narcotics we're all taking today at one point or another, whether it's for pain or to sleep at night, or and the side effects that they manifest in ourselves end up being treated by other medicines. And it's like an ongoing circle, and cannabis seems to, for me at least, have satisfied every need I have for any type of medicine for my condition.
What are your thoughts on the notion of ending personal grow licenses for licensed users?
First of all, the cost of medicine is a huge issue. The pharmaceuticals I was taking before I started using medicinal cannabis had a cost attached to them of approximately $24,000 a year just for the medicine, just for the pharmaceuticals that were being paid for by the Trillium Drug Benefit Plan in Ontario. In order to get those refills, because it was the most controlled narcotic, I believe, I was on the maximum allowable dosage of OxyContin every day, large doses of Percocet and other pharmaceuticals, five different types of pills. I had to get a refill every 2 weeks, which constituted 24 visits a year simply for refills, 25, I guess, or more. And then every specialist appointment, every checkup, every test I had to have done was an additional appointment. So since I detoxed off the pharmaceuticals and started using nothing but medicinal cannabis, which will be 5 years in September now, I see myself as saving Trillium Drug Benefit Plan $24,000 a year, and I see the doctor once a year for a checkup and to get my form filled out for my renewal. And so there's probably 29 appointments available for people that didn't have a doctor before I found cannabis.
The recent Health Canada meetings, where they were claimed to be determining the future of the medical marijuana access regulations.
My biggest concern about the consultation meetings with Health Canada is that those included are the people who are currently operating dispensaries and quote-unquote commercial cannabis entities in Canada, which...
And they would be?
Illegal, I guess. But they call it the gray area. So the way I see it is that the stakeholder list that Health Canada is concerned with in their consultations seems to include at the top of the list physicians, law enforcement, fire departments, and currently operating cannabis resellers, I'll say. And the patients, unfortunately, have ended up at the bottom of the list. And in my opinion, the stakeholder that belongs at the top of the list is the patient who needs the medicine.
So now you're trying to organize all the patients.
Exactly. It became glaringly clear to me that I thought the first stakeholder on the list should be the patients. We were the last ones to be consulted. The only reason I was included in the meeting is because I asked to be included. I was told I would be notified of further follow-up meetings, which I wasn't. When I requested to be included in that meeting, I was told it was full and asked whether I would be interested in attending further ones. I said definitely, but the proof's in the pudding.
That was Lori McEachern, Executive Director of the Medical Cannabis Patients Association. For more information on this group, visit www.mcpacanada.org. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe.